Hey y'all, I'm Kim, host of Book Marketing Mania, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. So who's ready to finally launch your podcast and start serving your future readers? Let's wrap up this mini series and talk about how to get your friends and followers excited about your podcast with ideas for your launch plan and content you can share with them before you launch your show. And launch plans look different for each podcaster who's building their audience while writing their book. So in the past three episodes, we've talked about your podcasting goals. We've talked about the first five things you need to have in place and what to include in your podcast trailer and your first three launch episodes. So the time has come, y'all. You want to launch and market your podcast and tell everybody you know about it, right? So they'll listen. Kind of like when authors launch a book. But we want to do it in a way that doesn't always say, listen to this podcast. We want people to know why they should listen. Remember back on episode 114, we talked about your why for starting the show. And now think about it from your listener's point of view. Why should they tune in? It's like why you're writing your book. You're writing it to help people. And remember, that's all that marketing is. We're simply letting people know we can help them. But it's not just your podcast cover art splashed everywhere multiple times saying, come listen to my podcast. It's what's inside that counts. It's the why behind starting your show. It's why listeners are going to listen because they know each episode is going to help them. So who do you tell about your new show anyway? First and foremost, you want to tell your ideal listeners because that's why you're starting the show, right? So if you already have an audience on social media or hopefully email, because at the date we're recording this week, social media went down again. So if you already have an audience on email and you're already nurturing them and serving them with consistent content in their email box or on social media, then you want to start mixing in some posts about your podcast and how it's going to help them. So remember, if you don't already have an audience, that's okay because that's why you're starting a podcast. You want to build an audience of future readers. So think about where are your future readers hanging out today? Maybe it's in a Facebook group. Maybe it's other authors and podcasters that your target readers are following on social, and they're serving your target readers and listeners today. So maybe it's a private community that you're a member of. Wherever your target readers and listeners are hanging out, you want to be there and start being active and engaging with them. Now, anywhere online you want to engage, be sure to update your bio to reflect that you're the host of XYZ Podcast. Because I'm so blown away, y'all, that many podcasters who've been podcasting for years still don't have that in their bio, especially on their personal Facebook profiles. Because, you know, when you see someone in a Facebook group, you can hover over their name and it shows the highlight of their personal profile. And if you have, I'm the host of XYZ in your profile, it will show up. They don't even have to click over. They immediately see you're a podcaster, and then they're going to want to click over and learn more about you. So anywhere online that you're being active and engaging with others, those people will come and check you out to see what you're all about. I love auditing my clients' podcast online presence because there's so much we can be maximizing. So if you think your target listeners are hanging out on a platform you're not active on yet, just set up your profile and have fun by consuming content first and engaging, dare I say it, socialize on social. You don't even have to think about your content yet. Just get on there and engage and people will notice and check you out. Then, of course, they'll learn about your podcast. So now, what kinds of content can you share with your target listeners who are your future readers? I like to think of the game, tell me a podcaster without telling me you're a podcaster. So remember, last episode, I asked you to start taking some pictures and videos of you with your equipment, and here's where you can use them. So you can post them on social media, but it's not like, hey, I'm recording XYZ podcast. Hope you're going to listen to it. Why don't you share like say maybe you're a blogger. hey, I'm working on some upcoming blog posts, or maybe some podcast episodes, wink, wink. Which of these topics are you most interested in learning about? One, two, or three? Well, you're going to get them to engage and give you their opinions, but also they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. You're going to start a podcast. How cool. Tell me more. You could also, you know, post a picture of you behind the microphone, or if you don't like to have your photo, remember you can have a photo of the equipment itself and then talk about something about your podcast, about how you're going to help people without even saying, listen to my podcast, right? You could do a video of you recording some of your episodes. You know, if you're doing reels, you can make the text be something that's impactful for your listeners. And obviously, they're going to see a video of you filming a podcast or recording a podcast, and they're going to want to know more, right? So there's so many ways you could do it. You could post your podcast name and cover art and have your community vote on it, whether that's email or social. You could have fun with it and post some of your bloopers that you're about to edit out of your recordings. And trust me, every recording will have a blooper. And everybody likes to see the fun side of your personality. And you could also create some audiograms or videograms with clips from your recorded episodes to kind of tease it out and get people excited. So, you know, if you have guests, you could even hide their faces and let them guess who you might have recorded with. And if you want to learn more about how to do audiograms, there's two super fun episodes you can listen to. It's episodes 90 and 91. It has tons of ideas. And then when you're ready, when you have your trailer published, and make sure it's published on Apple Podcast, like I talked about before, then start sharing it. But make it closer to your launch date. Otherwise, when you keep sharing a trailer over and over, people are going to get bored. They're going to get annoyed because they're like, enough already about it's coming. Just give me the podcast and let's start listening. And if you're building an audience, you don't want to turn them off with, listen to my trailer a whole bunch of times, or they're going to think, that's all she's going to be posting about in the future. I do not want to follow her anymore, right? We have to focus on our listeners and what they're going to get out of listening to our show. And if you want some more ideas about Instagram, tune into episode 4 with my guest, Ruthie Gray. She's an amazing Instagram coach, and she talked all about how we can use Instagram authentically to reach our target readers. So it's not always buy my book, listen to my podcast. It's just genuinely talking to them about how you can help them and posting about that on Instagram. So back to what I was saying just a minute ago, before you start sharing your trailer or any of your launch episodes, please, please, please make sure your podcast is on Apple Podcast, okay? Don't, like, I just saw somebody today that was like, finally, I got my podcast on Apple. It was like my last place to get it on. And I'm like, no, that needs to be your first place. Because what happens is everybody starts sharing about their podcast. And those of us that listen on an Apple device, and that's a huge majority of my listeners, you see it and you want to go listen to it. And you're like, well, what a bummer. I can't find it on Apple. And the podcaster's like, oh, yeah, I need to get around to doing that. Y'all, that is where today, and that could change, of course, that could totally change, but that is where the bulk of podcast listeners are today. And it's the only place today you can leave a written podcast review. And you want that. We're going to talk about that in an upcoming episode in depth, because I think that applies to launching or hosting. You know, if you've been hosting for years, we need to talk about our podcast reviews. And it's not about the number of reviews, but it's just about being able to get that feedback from your listeners and be able to share it with future potential listeners. So anyway, we're going to elaborate on that a lot, but I want to make sure that you definitely get it on Apple before you start promoting it. Then another group of people you want to tell about your podcast are your biz besties and your peers that are fellow writers and podcasters, because they want to support you and cheer you on, especially if they've launched a podcast or a book themselves. They know how you're feeling going into launching something out into the world. And if those biz besties and peers are already serving your target listeners, who are your future readers today, then it's a great idea to collaborate with them and see if maybe they could share your podcast as a resource with their audience. And if you want some more ideas on how to collaborate with fellow authors and podcasters, be sure to tune in to episode 42. So maybe you're thinking, for my biz besties and my peers, if I can at least get them to leave a written review for me when my trailer airs or on my launch day, that would be amazing, right? So if you're thinking about that for your launch, pro tip here, go and leave a written review for their show first and make sure you include your name. It will mean the world to them. And then you can maybe reference that when you ask for a review of your show. And listen, back to your biz besties and peers. If you are posting genuine content on social media that really focuses on how your show is going to help your listeners, who might also be their listeners or their followers, they are going to be much more likely to share your post with their communities. So reach out to your biz besties directly with a simple ask and go where your peers hang out. Are they hanging out in Facebook groups or private communities for writers and podcasters? And maybe you're a member of it, or maybe you need to join it, because there's usually opportunities weekly to share about what you're working on, including your latest podcast episode. Then, last but not least, we want to tell our family and our personal friends, the ones that don't necessarily fall into our target listener category, but they want to support you no matter what. They're just like, tell me what to do and I will do it. And we want to make it super easy on them. So if you're asking them for a written review when your trailer airs or on launch day, then just make sure you send them a link. Here's the link to Apple Podcast. You know, just scroll down and you'll see how to rate and review. And if you can just leave me a written review with a couple of sentences about the show, that would be amazing. You know, let's just make it super simple. Or if you see that they're super active on Facebook, then maybe you want to have a post on your Facebook page, not your public page, not your personal profile, but maybe you want to post on there and think about crafting it in a way that makes people want to share it. And then you can go to them and say, hey, would you mind sharing my post with your friends and followers and send them the link? So you could just make it super, super easy so they will take action on it. Now, something I have seen some podcasters do, some people have success and some people don't, is having a launch team. Now, this is not like a full-blown book launch team. It's just a quick and dirty way to gather some people together that are going to make a commitment to help spread the word about your podcast with their friends and followers. And I would think about, you know, making sure their friends and followers are your target listeners, of course, and they're people that are going to commit to leaving you a written review. And make sure you ask them to include their name with their written review if they're okay with it, because then that'll make it super easy for you to find those reviews and make sure they did what they committed to do, and they could be entered into a giveaway if you wanted to do a giveaway. So you can make this just like a super short time period leading up to your launch day. Maybe it starts, you know, 5 days before your launch, and you could offer a giveaway and make it something super valuable to them, like a gift card works best. And then make it super simple for them to enter your giveaway. Don't make them go fill out some big long form. Just ask them, you know, review the show, share it on social, or review the show, make sure you include your name so that you can go find them and have them entered for your giveaway. So, y'all, now I know this has been a lot of information in just a few episodes, and there's so much more to talk about when it comes to starting a podcast. But I also know, after helping podcasters launch their shows and continue producing amazing content, there's a lot of questions and strategies that are the same for you, whether you're launching a show or recording your 100th episode. So I can't wait for us to talk about planning out your content calendar, scheduling in breaks for the summer, tools to help you save time, systems for easy guest management, how to promote your show to new listeners, and so, so much good stuff coming up in the episodes ahead. And if you're like, holy cow, my head is spinning, whether in a good way or bad, and you need somebody to answer your questions and help you prioritize your next steps in starting a podcast, plus save you time in doing so you can get back to writing your book, I'm your girl. Let's jump on a strategy session, because it's my favorite thing in the world to be able to help you one-on-one, and I can share templates and tutorials to help make podcasting easy. So you can grab a session with me at the link below in your player, and I can't wait to help you. And y'all, next week, I'm excited to share about how private podcast can help you build your email list of target listeners and readers. And if you're like, wait a minute, we've been talking about podcasting. What is a private podcast? Well, come back next week as my sweet friend, author and podcaster, Angie Bauman, shares her why for an evergreen private podcast, how she set it up, and how she collaborated with 25 new to her writers. And she has some invaluable tips to share with you. So I can't wait. Be sure to click follow on your podcast player so you don't miss the episode. And thanks for tuning in today. And as always, I'll be there for you to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.